Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you.
Recording for the show now. Check.
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 Are we checking?
I'm just checking. I always like to check.
You're always checking. I need to check. Just go. Are you recording that?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 13th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, AJ.
Hello. Salutations.
Hi. We got news. We got the Nintendo event just happened. There's a lot to talk about. The Wii U price, the date, all that stuff. So we're going to do that and all the other news. We're not going to do our first 20 this week because of that. So if you're looking forward to that.
A lot going on.
All right. But we'll get back to that next week. Don't worry. In fact, we should start taking suggestions. Everybody has things they want us to play.
Yeah, except we have to have it kind of readily available.
Yeah.
What we should do is have a poll of three games that we'd like to play. There we go.
There you go.
Ooh, we'll work on that. Okay,
that's smart. All right. So then we'll do our week in gaming, which would be what do we play that's new? Nothing really.
You played Fractured Souls.
I did play Fractured Soul. I kept writing Souls. In my entire review, I wrote the word Fractured Souls probably like 50 times, and I'm like, shit, there's only one soul.
Yeah. Only one soul to fracture.
Usually there's multiple souls, you know?
Right, right.
Demon souls, dark souls, you know, there's always souls.
Yeah, I mean, it's a damn shame, too, because we've had Sleeping Dogs and Darksiders 2 sitting there having a time. But hopefully, I'll try to get my hand on those this weekend. And
I'm going to be playing Borderlands 2.
Well, it comes out Tuesday, so I'll be able to talk about it by the next podcast.
Right. But yeah, I'm reviewing Borderlands 2 for GamesBeat, and I'm getting it in a little late. So, and my review's got to go up by Monday.
So you can play a lot of Borderlands 2.
I'm playing a lot of Borderlands 2 this weekend.
That's exciting.
So I might want to kill myself by the end of it.
Hey, I hear it's a good game.
The worst I ever... Okay, we're already off topic. But like one of the first big games I had to review was Artanelico 2.
Oh, God, I remember that. I remember that. That cutscene. I love you. I love you so much. Oh. And I never want to be apart from you. Oh.
See,
I was like, what the hell is going on over there?
It's almost kind of like the Room of video games. Because, you keep thinking, oh, that's just a snippet. It's only bad. It's like that the entire game.
Oh, my God. It's
Except
amazing.
After 30 hours, you almost become numb to it. You're like, what is going on? It was fun, though. I think I still gave it. But, I mean, it was a JRPG that I had a week to review. So I literally played 8 hours of it a day and wanted to kill myself.
It's a full-time job, Mike.
It was nuts. Yeah, so that's my woe.
Oh, woe is me. I had to play a video game this weekend.
No. A hotly anticipated video game that a lot of people would probably pay me hundreds of dollars to have early. Laws.
Whoops.
All right, so yeah.
No, joke's on you, because you're not pre-ordering it. You don't get the Mechromancer for free. What the hell was that?
That was why I, tried to turn over a table.
Oh.
Too
bad there's not a table.
Well, I know. That's why I made the audio noise. That's what I assume I would sound like if I ever flipped over a table in rage. If I had to go all Jesus on this temple.
That's terrible.
Oh, money changers!
Yeah. Get out of here.
What's that money changers? What's a money changer?
I don't know.
The bank?
Well, no. It's like, you know how there's all those internet cafes where you're not actually gambling money but coupons?
Mm-hmm.
They were that's the money changers of the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. They actually, you didn't use money at the church. You used some kind of church currency that you had to exchange. That way you weren't actually...
Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
Yeah, that way you weren't technically buying things in the church. And Jesus is like, all right, no.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's funny. All right, so
there's your biblical history lesson for the
day. Man, we've done a lot. Everyone's talk about goddamn Nintendo.
Hello.
All right, yeah, well, then we'll do new releases, and that's the show. All right.
All right.
Longest Wii rundown
U.
ever.
Wii U. All right, to no one's surprise, but I do like they, just came right out and said it at the beginning.
Yeah, it sounds like in the Japanese event, it was, the last thing they said.
So, Reggie comes out. November 18th is the launch date of the Wii U, as kind of everyone figured.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
That's like what that that's what the that peripheral guy let slip.
Yeah. Oh.
No. Yeah.
They've announced two configurations of the hardware, a basic and a deluxe model. The basic gets you the following. A white Wii U console and gamepad, 8 gigabytes of internal storage, the pad, the stylus for the pad, a sensor bar, which is not included in Japan, the Wii U console AC adapter, and the gamepad AC adapter for charging it, and, much to my delight, an HDMI cable.
I think in Japan you only get the HDMI cable in the higher-end version.
Yeah, that might be.
For whatever reason.
The deluxe console gets you all the previously mentioned stuff, plus Nintendo Land becomes a pack-in. You get a stand for the console and the gamepad, and a cradle for the gamepad, which I like. And they really glossed over this, but you get into their deluxe digital promotion. It sounds like, if anyone's ever heard of like the REI membership program, where it's like you get 10% back on all your purchases as digital points. So if you're buying stuff digitally, every so often you'll get 10% back, and then it's just more credits on your account. The pricing, which you and I are fine with, but of course there's
people
trolls.
People are always going to freak out. And I don't want to call them trolls, that's the meme, but there's people... I would say that because there's people I like on Twitter who are saying this, but
okay.
But you're still dumb.
Well, go ahead. Basic is $299. The deluxe is $349. I think a lot of people were expecting a $249-$299 split.
These people were
optimistic.
They were Yeah, they were kind of naive.
Yeah, I mean,
look, it's not going to cost as much as the Wii did because the Wii was running off of GameCube hardware.
Well, people will make the argument, I'll play devil's advocate.
That this is basically
Xbox 360 hardware with a little more memory.
Which is, that little memory's nice, right? It's got a 1 gigabyte internal. Yeah, but then you have that tablet control, too. And a lot of people saying, oh, you're paying for the tablet control. Like, well, you are.
You are, yeah. That's yeah, kind of that's the whole point.
That's the thing. It's cool. I mean, I know a lot of people are skeptical on it.
When originally I kind of caught up on the tweets from last night, and I saw that there was, like, an 8 gigabyte and 32 gigabyte distinction. I didn't realize there's gonna be more to it than that, and I was like, well, what the hell? What do you need an extra, what is that, like 24 gigabytes?
Yeah.
I mean, you could get a 32 gigabyte SD card for $20. But I mean the Nintendo Land is a pack in. Getting the stand and charger, which to me is kind of a strange big deal. I'm a big fan of having cradles.
No, I like
for all
cradles,
my stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine by me.
I think just for, I mean, Nintendo Land alone, that's a $50 game that almost justifies the extra $50. I think I'm going to get the what's it, Elite?
Deluxe,
whatever.
I hope not a repeat of the 360 launch, where stores get like, you noob.
No one ever calls me this hour.
Yeah, yeah. I hope it's not a repeat of the Xbox launch, where like stores got two of the Pro unit and like 100 cores. Like, if it's that again, we're like, oh, we only got like 3 deluxes, but we have a bunch of the basic. Like, no,
I don't think
that's honestly. My excitement for the system is such that if I can't get a deluxe on launch, I'm not going to be like, well, I guess I'll just settle for the basic. Like, no, I'll wait.
You'll wait, yeah, a little bit.
Whatever.
I think we'll just pre-order the system right away. You'll be fine.
Well, yeah, that's the basic idea, I guess.
Okay, so we agree this price is fine. This is what I thought it would be around. If anything, I thought it was going to be like the $350-$400 thing. I never really thought we were going to get $200. $50. I think I said if we're going to get $250 system, it was going to be like a core SKU that was going to be stripped out
like
of belief.
Really bare.
Like
bones.
I was going to say without the tablet even.
Oh wow.
That's what I was saying. If there was going to be $251.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
right. I said they would only do it so that they would have it. But they didn't, thank God, because they kind of need that tablet. But yeah, I don't know why people are like, oh, not going to do it. $50 more than I thought.
Yeah, right? Don't go to Starbucks for 10 days in the next 2 months, and you'll be fine.
We all got our big boy wallets now. I mean, look, let's not forget that Sony released a system at $600 once.
Yeah. Also, let's not belittle the fact that a lot of people right now are scrambling to pre-order their $400 iPhones.
Right. No, the price is fine. I don't think it's a big problem. Are you worried about the storage? I'll tell you what, at first I kind of was upset, although I guess kind of these days you kind of get those SD cards. Do you think like the hard drive is really as necessary as it used to be?
Well, it's supposedly going to support USB hard drives.
So
you'll add your own. It's kind of lame. I mean, it depends. It really, we don't know yet. It depends how hard Nintendo pushes digital.
Well, it'll be enough if you're just getting Virtual Console games and stuff like that.
Those are tiny.
Yeah, you'll be okay with that. If you want to buy retail games digitally, you're going to need more. I don't know if they're even going to do that.
They may.
They may. I mean, they've been doing it on the 3DS.
Because these discs that the system uses apparently hold 25 gigabytes.
That's a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
A single-layer Blu-ray. So is it a Blu-ray disc?
I don't know.
I assume the Wii U does not play Blu-ray movies.
I feel like they would have talked about that as part of their Nintendo TV thing if it did.
Yeah, so they would have said that, which kind of sucks. But yeah. One thing, Virtual Console games, are those going to be, like, crossover?
Well, I believe they said at the Japanese event late last night that, yes, there is a transfer system in place.
I hope so.
I don't know how it works, and they didn't say anything specifically to the States, I would assume.
That'd be
but
cool.
It sounds similar to what you do like with the DSi to the 3DS, where you have to have both pieces of hardware like on a network together, and everything literally is copied because there's no account.
Right. It'd be cool because I assume
That means don't trade in your Wii to get a Wii U just yet.
Yeah, and it'll be cool because you can play it on that screen.
You know what's kind of funny is when you think about it, you're probably like if you ever want to go back to a Wii game, you're going to play it on your Wii U, but you might keep your Wii around as basically your GameCube.
Oh, that's right, because, Wii U won't be... Yeah.
No GameCube compatibility there.
Although, honestly, I might just go back... I have my GameCube around, so... If my GameCube could be my GameCube again...
Oh, that's crazy.
Do you think GameCube games will go into Virtual Console?
Eventually, maybe.
Because we're a generation ahead now.
And those were only, 1.5 gigabytes, as I recall, little discs?
I have no idea.
Something like that.
But, why not? I think that would have been a big deal if they could have said,
downloadable Mario Sunshine and Wind Waker.
Yeah, if they said Wind Waker day one on the Virtual Console, I think that would have been a very big deal.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. I mean, I know why they didn't do it on the Wii because it was backwards compatible with the GameCube. Right. The GameCube was still new. Nobody was really doing that. But now, there's Xbox games on 360. I don't think they really push them that hard. Like the original Xbox games you can download.
No, I mean, it was kind of weird. Deal at first. Everyone. Microsoft and gamers just said, oh, we actually don't care.
Yeah, well, the Xbox didn't have the greatest library. I'm just going to go ahead and
they're,
say.
They're doing a lot of PS2 games on the PS3 more and
right,
more.
Right, but they're doing that.
They just
that.
Came out with La Pachola Tactics last week.
Yeah. You like that song from that,
I know,
you?
It's
yeah.
weird.
All right. Okay, so yeah.
Talk about Nintendo TV.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions still about this.
But you seem excited.
I am. The gist of it. Is there some kind of weird TV service built into the Wii U that you operate from the gamepad where you can pull up a movie or a TV show and it'll show you everywhere it's available based on what services you subscribe to? So from what they showed, it's going to be compatible with Netflix, Hulu Plus, Amazon Instant Video on Demand, TiVo, and live TV. So this means, for example, if I searched an episode of How I Met Your Mother that I like, it might tell me you could stream it on Netflix, you could stream it on Hulu Plus because you subscribe to both of those. You can either rent it or buy it on Amazon or stream it from Amazon if you're a Prime subscriber. If it's on TV right now, we'll turn on that channel for you. And if you recorded it on your TiVo, we'll play back the recording for you.
All right. Here's my questions. Now, the TiVo integration, it's not TiVo integration, it's TiVo compatibility, right?
So I'm assuming this means if you have a TiVo on the same network as your Wii U, they can talk to each other. But they never, while they were talking, ever said the word TiVo. It was always your DVR. So
right.
I don't know if it's just TiVo, will it work with just, the cable box that, Comcast or whoever gives you? I don't know. Then, even live TV. Does this mean somehow the Wii U is going to switch your TV input?
Yeah, I don't understand how that works, live TV.
Consider this scenario. In my last apartment, the way my TV was set up. If I were to do this. So let's say I had the Wii U on and I find a show I want to watch. That thing would have to change not my TV input, but my HDMI switch box input and my sound system inputs. Is it going to be able to do that?
Is it going to do that, or is the TV going to run through the Wii U somehow?
I don't know.
Also sounds complicated.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how that works.
I mean, in theory, this is great, because I like Xbox does this already, where if you Bing search a show, it'll show you all the ways you can get it. If you could stream it on Netflix, if you could buy it from the Zoom.
This looks even more convenient than that.
Yeah, it's interesting that Nintendo doesn't have their own video service like Microsoft and Sony do. They're just relying on third-party content providers. Yeah, I think that's great. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. I'm just, like I said, I kind of wonder how mm-hmm. those gaps are going to get filled.
But even still, just like having that kind of neat support and having like Hulu and
yeah, and then like they have like a bunch of second screen stuff too. So like it seems most useful for sports where you're getting like kind of stats and stuff on the gamepad as the game's on. That's cool.
Yep. All right. The games, the really the big cool thing we got to see was the Metroid
Blast, which it's an attraction, as they call it, which in Nintendo Land.
It's kind of based off one of the first tech demos they showed for Wii U that I played like a couple years ago now. And it was a thing where there was one guy had the tablet and he was on the ship, and he was using kind of like the gyroscope to kind of control things. Like it was a sort of like, you know, how, what do you call that when?
Oh, the Face Invader thing on 3DS.
Yeah, kind of that. Like if you want to see something to your right, you literally like move into a circle to your right to see it. And then I don't know if this does that still, or if
I think
now it's just
controller. It seemed like dual analog, but like you could use the gyroscope for fine tuning, like Uncharted.
So. Yeah. And then the people on the ground are little Samuses, and they just use the Wii mode and nunchuck, or I assume a pro controller.
Right.
The one I played, it was competitive. It was the people on the ground versus the ship. This is more like a horde mode where
you have air support, basically.
Yeah, and you're working together. It looked cool.
Yeah.
It actually looked pretty, too.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah, I like, you know, Nintendo Land, it's basically it's a minigame compilation, right?
Yeah.
But it might be the best minigame compilation ever.
They actually seem to be games.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. Like, that looks cool. The Luigi one looks cool because it's basically Pac-Man versus.
Yeah.
The Zelda one I played at E3 was really neat. That was like, it was like the guy with the tablet controller had a bow and arrow, and the other guys had sword and shields, like one to one, kind of like in the game. And you just like, you automatically walked down a path and fought enemies.
Yeah.
Basically. And, but I mean, it's better than Wii Sports because Wii Sports is kind of fun, but you don't have any of that Nintendo theming that you kind of crave.
Right, right.
So. I think Nintendo, I mean, it's not, you know, it's nothing I'm, like, you know, crazy excited for, but I think it'll be a good, it's a very good pack-in.
Right. They also briefly mentioned that there would be some sort of Pikmin game, but they didn't really
talk about it. How many, they said at one point how many they're going to be, I forget now.
Games in Nintendo Land, you mean?
Yeah.
I forget.
But, New Super Mario Bros. Wii U is a launch title, which it needed to be. First, it's weird, this is the first Mario launch that we've had since,
the 64.
Right. Weird. Although it's still just the 2D one. It looks good, though. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I like that new mode they show where, like, the scrolling of the screen gets faster and faster as you get more coins. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's a little exhausting almost in that I just beat a 2D Mario game.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a little weird, but I mean, I'll still be down for it, as they say. Mm-hmm. As the cool kids say.
Let's see, they showed that Nintendo is publishing, so I assume that means a Wii U exclusive, for Bayonetta 2, which, again, not my thing, but a lot of people are excited about
this. It's a pretty decent exclusive, I think.
From the Twitter reaction, this is what everyone's most excited about.
Yeah, everyone's kind of cool. And they have that one game of theirs that looks pretty neat, the Wonderful 101. 101.
It's like Pikmin with superheroes, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks kind of neat. Activision had their thing. First, they were kind of like, we support the Wii U, here's a montage
reel of some ports we did.
Of some bad-looking games. Not even ports, they said, like, that Transformers Prime was...
Exclusive to Nintendo platforms.
But it looks like your very typical, cartoon show game.
Yeah.
Like, there's no textures, everything's just glossy.
Yeah.
Skylanders Giants. Skylanders Giants is a big surprise, because they want to release that on every platform ever. They kind of glossed over it, but Epic Mickey 2 is coming to Wii U.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Which might be... There's no reason just to get the Wii version of that one anymore.
Yeah.
That might be the version of that game to get.
Yeah, now... I was always saying PS3, but now, yeah, I'd get it on Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Black Ops 2.
Yeah, they came out and did a live play. So, I mean, the kind of cool thing here is you can do split screen without splitting the screen, where just one person's on the TV, one's on the Wii U gamepad. We'll see who wins that argument.
One thing we didn't really hear a lot about was the Mii Universe, or whatever they call that.
Oh, yeah, that thing. They briefly mentioned something about
I still don't know how great their online infrastructure is going to be.
No, that's all going to be a huge question mark till it comes out.
Like, I don't know, like, cross-game chats, friend lists, I don't know.
No.
And we'll worry about that still.
Oh, we should mention, they showed Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
They made a bigger deal out of that in Japan.
Yeah.
How many Monster Hunter 3s are there?
It's the new Street Fighter 2.
People got to be tired of playing Monster Hunter
3. No, they're not. Not in Japan, at least.
God.
But it's going to have online play. You can carry your progress over to the 3DS version, so that's kind of cool if you're into Monster Hunter.
If you like Monster Hunter, there you go.
And they had Lego City Undercover, which I think could be really good, actually.
Oh, sure, it's an open world game, let's say. I mean, the Batman game was open world, wasn't it?
Lego Batman 2? I don't know.
Yeah, it was. That was kind of the thing.
No. Oh,
cool. I don't know how it worked. I don't know if it was open world, just like... Some of these games are open world, and it's kind of just to get to one place to another, and some, like, L.A. Noire, and then they're open world, and the open world's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
I assume that, like, I assume this Lego game is going to be a very big deal, like, doing all the open world.
It's GTA for kids, which, right. Which I can't believe no one thought to do that.
Right, right. Very smart. Is there anything else?
No.
No.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to get one day one. I think the price is reasonable. I really do. I know everyone's still freaking out about it. I'm going to get the $350 one. I don't see why you would just get the $300 one.
Yeah.
In all honesty. Unless that $50 is really going to kill you.
I'm still... Honestly, the thing that shocks me the most is that it includes an HDMI cable.
Right. And no system does that, right?
Well, because that's a huge upsell for retailers.
Right.
Retailers.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, when I worked at Best Buy... They changed it since, but the original employee discount when I was there was you got it at cost plus like 5%. So if I went to go buy like the $70 Rocketfish HDMI cable, which is Best Buy's brand, I got it for $5. That meant Best Buy made about $65 every time they sold one of those HDMI cables. And when you sold a TV, and if you didn't attach a Blu-ray player and an HDMI cable to it, you got a talking to. Believe you me. I mean, if you sold an Xbox and they didn't walk out an HDMI cable, you got talked to about that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's effectively gone. Yeah, that upsell. I think it's fine for Nintendo, whatever, but like for the retailers,
I think people are wising up to it, that because there are cheap HDMI cables you can get, and people are just getting
them. I got three HDMI cables from buy.com the other day for $450 for the three of them with free shipping.
Yeah, because people are realizing, oh, we're getting scammed with these.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that age is done, thankfully. I mean, what are your thoughts? Because you're a much bigger skeptic on the Wii U than I am.
No, I'm good with this. I was worried there wouldn't be enough distinction between the basic and deluxe, but I think there is. I like what I see of this Nintendo TV, assuming it works the way I hope it does. The price is fine by me. I like Nintendo Land as a pack-in, even though it's kind of a premium pack-in, I guess. But
right,
that's
yeah,
fine.
Like it's only packing with the one bundle that I was going to get anyways.
Right. I mean, honestly, the only thing that's a bit of a miss for me right now are just really big deal games to get for it. Like, I mean, aside from Nintendo Land, like, I mean, I said I'll get Epic Mickey 2 for this, Rayman.
I think the launch will be fine enough with just, I mean, Nintendo Land is...
Oh, can we also discuss this real quick? They define their launch window as launch until the end of March.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's not a win.
That's not a launch window.
That's
6 months.
That's a quarter. Yeah, that's a quarter.
That's stupid.
That's a bit much. Well, it's so that, I think, because Pikmin's probably going to come out the very end of that.
Oh, yeah. Pikmin will come out, like, March 30th or something.
And that's really a big... Like, people kind of make a big deal about how the 3DS didn't do very well at first because of the price. I'm sure the price has nothing to do with it, but to me, the much bigger problem was...
Software.
The software was terrible for the 3DS at launch.
Unless you really like Street Fighter.
Yeah, like Nintendo. Yeah, that's weird. It was like Street Fighter was the biggest game, which was a port.
Yeah.
Nintendo had Pilot Wings, which was, you know, it was Pilot Wings, and did they have something else?
Nintendo Dogs and Cats and Steel Diver.
Wasn't there, there had to be something else. Did they make a 3D version of some old game? Or did those come later?
Those came later. Star Fox and Zelda.
Yeah, ouch. So this already has Mario and Nintendo Land, and I assume Rayman will be a launch title.
I hope so. That game's probably my most anticipated Wii U game.
It'll be fun. But that'll really be the big thing, is if they can keep kind of supporting us. They'll have a lot of more third-party support at first. They always do at first. That's going to peter off. It always does.
Well, I mean, at least for the next year, they should be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly, I'm curious to see what happens when new hardware from Sony and Microsoft come out.
Right, yeah. That'll be kind of the big thing. But yeah, it looks like they're off to a decent start. Well, see, that's the thing. People are like, oh, this costs so much. How much do you think, if the new Xbox and new PS3 are significantly more powerful, how much are they going to cost?
Yeah.
They're gonna
at least $400.
Yeah, at least, yeah. At least $350. All right, so, thumbs up.
Yes.
All right, what's the rest of the news then?
Steam launched the beta of their big picture mode.
What's the big picture?
Basically, everyone describes it as... I haven't gotten to actually play with it much. I, like, turned it on my computer to see what it looked like. But everyone's like, wow, it's like the Xbox dashboard if it was just games. it's got, like, this Lotus keyboard that's pretty neat looking, where you just move the analog stick in one of eight directions, and like the four buttons become letters. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if this is going to push a lot of people to suddenly think like, oh, I'm going to hook up like my gaming PC to my big screen TV, and then maybe have just a laptop for productivity or something. I don't know. Could be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. I haven't tried it yet, but
yeah, we actually should try that. Your computer's right there.
Yeah, true.
Also, there was some little thing people found where you can put in some console command code and unlock an ability to choose where you install games in Steam, which actually is really nice when you think about it. Because imagine if you have multiple drives in your computer, or you had like an external drive you wanted to put something on, you could finally do that.
Okay, you can't do that before?
No, everything just got installed to the Steam directory in your main drive.
Weird.
Or wherever Steam was installed, I guess.
Okay.
So that's that. Real quick, we talked a little bit about it last week, but they've confirmed Ace Attorney 5 for the West.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping... Good.
Well, I thought you were going to start crying. Well, I really hope they would. I just really wanted
them to, and I didn't know, because they didn't release the last Miles Edgeworth game, and I was like, maybe they just won't do it, but... Good. Good. I love me some Ace Attorney.
So, Paul W.S. Anderson, acclaimed director of the Resident Evil movies, has mentioned wanting to do a Monster Hunter movie. Thoughts?
That's a great idea, Paul. Go for that. Put everything you've gotten into it. Give it all your money.
I mean, if it's like the same budget as like a Resident Evil movie, like those monsters need to look good. And they won't.
Well, the Resident Evil monsters should look good. They don't. No one seems to care. They're making their fifth one of those. I assume people keep seeing them.
I guess.
There must be people out there who generally think that those movies are, like, okay. Like, they're acceptable. God. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let him make... What? Does he know that no one likes that here?
No, maybe not.
No one will see a Monster Hunter movie here. Sorry. Next. Okay.
Final story I got. In Japan, at least.
That's it?
Yeah, not really a lot of other news.
After the... I guess so.
In Japan only, Metal Gear Rising canceled for the Xbox 360.
I always forget, you know, no one cares about the Xbox there, huh? They don't like it.
No, I guess not.
All right.
Yeah, if they canceled it for the 360 in America, I think I'd be okay. Oh, burn.
For every season, burn.
Okay, tell me about Fractured Soul.
I feel bad because I feel like this might be an underlooked game.
Well, it's $12.
Is it?
Which is a weird price point.
Probably, it is weird. It's
probably a little too much for what people would just pay to download a random game.
Yeah, it's a bit too high for impulse buying. I still think it might be worth it.
Yeah.
What it is, it's kind of like an action. It's an action 2D platformer, like a Mega Man. You know, jump and shoot, man. Jumping and shooting.
Jump and shoot.
The thing is that, like, on both screens, you see like the level. But they're both slightly different from each other. And you're only in one screen at a time. And on the screen you're not, and there's like a silhouette of you. So you can see where you spatially are there.
Okay.
So let's say there's like on only one screen there will be a ladder. So you need to switch that screen by pushing the R button. It's an instant switch to go up there. Or you have a bullet coming to you on the one screen. The only way to dodge it is to go down to the other screen. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And it gets very complicated.
Are you doing like switches and midair jumps and things like that? That's cool.
It's very cool. It's challenging.
It sounds almost like... this might be a weird thing to say, but it almost sounds like a evolution of Ikaruga.
Well, it's funny because there's parts that literally are a shmup. Really? Like Ikaruga. Yeah. And it is a lot like Ikaruga.
Huh.
Because you're switching to avoid bullets. Like you're just going from screens instead of like from black to white. Yeah. But it is kind of like that. You're not wrong.
Now, see, like, it sounds good, but I don't know if I'd pay $12 for it.
I know. It's
fun. Almost half the price of a retail game.
Yeah, and it's probably a four-hour game. It's not huge. Ugh. Well, it's not a huge game.
I know,
game.
I'm just saying that's...
Well, it doesn't overstay its welcome. But it is really... I liked it a lot. I think it's infinitely clever. And, you know, there's more to it. Like, when you get... As you're going through it, there's, like, different, like, levels they introduce that have kind of different effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're in one where on the upper screen, there's always a wind blowing in one direction. So when you switch to the top screen, you're gonna, you know, it's more difficult. There's one where, like, the upper screen is, like, in a heated area. And if you're there too long, you heat up and you start losing damage. So you have to, like, go to the other screen to cool down sometimes.
Huh.
Stuff like that. There's one where the top screen is underwater, so you jump higher and move slower on the top.
Do you know who made this?
They're called Endgame Studios. I think they're new. Well, apparently they've been working on this game for a while. At one point it was just a DS game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not 3D.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
but
not.
But it's a 3DS game because I noticed when you're playing it, the top screen is the full width. Mm-hmm. But there's no 3D to it.
Right. If I had one complaint, like, it has, like, the 3D polygon graphics, even though it's a 2D game. And the graphics themselves are kind of just, you know.
It did look like a DS game, man.
Well, it's, like, it's just like, these are, like, this is, like, the art style that is used for every sci-fi game ever.
Nice.
You know, it's a guy in armor, and there's aliens, and whatever. But, I thought it was really clever and really fun. I hope people check it out. I gave it an 85 out of 100 on GamesBeat.
Good score.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. I thought it was really neat. Like I said, I'm worried it's going to be overlooked. All right. Is that really it?
Played more Guild Wars 2.
Played a lot more Guild Wars 2. I just say, I like that I kind of been just wandering around like the other people's starting areas, and because of the level scaling, where not only does it scale your level down where you enter areas so that like it's still challenging, but you still get like good experience for it, like what you would get. So I've been, you know, I've been exploring these other starter areas and getting a lot of experience. And I've been in the human zone. It's been my favorite by far.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And there's like a main city. I don't know if it's the main human city or just the main city. Because there's like this human city I can go to from my racist city called Lion's Arch. Which is like a like a kind of a coastal sort of port town.
Yeah.
Almost kind of reminds me of Stormwind. But then I went to this other city from there, which is like this big like circular designed like really sort of crazy, castle-y, arcane-y city that was really neat.
Huh.
That I thought was cool. But I've been enjoying the game a lot. I think that's it.
Yeah, well, one quick thing, too, I'll say for Guild Wars. I actually used the Trading Post for the first time, which is like their,
oh, I've
their
been using
auction
that.
House.
Right.
I like the way it works, where you can sell stuff from virtually anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy from anywhere, but you can only pick up what you've bought by actually going to a Trading Post NPC. I like that.
Can I say one thing I don't like that I wish they changed more? The crafting system, I like. They make gathering things very easy.
Oh, no, no, no. They fixed this, I think. I think I know what you're going to say. Well, stop me.
I don't think I am. What are you going to say?
One thing that bothered me about the game, when you gathered stuff, you know how you click, like you right-click, and it's like deposit, collectible? Mm. But like every time you went to craft, you had to like pull
out. That was annoying. Did they change that?
They fixed it. So if it's in your collectibles and you're crafting, it's just there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's nice. You don't have to clutter up.
What I was going to say is like it's like every MMO, though, where if you want to be a crafter, you have to craft 100 things you don't need before you can craft something you do.
Yeah, like if I were to craft like a focus for my character, it'd be so under-leveled right now.
And yeah, it's like
dedicated to crafting, but I've been doing it as I go.
Right, like for a while,
like
casual
pace.
For a while, I was like trying to really get into it, and I was just like, and I worked really hard to craft this like recipe I had for a rifle. And I spent like hours doing it, and then I got my rifle and it wasn't good.
Well, that's the one thing I hate all MMO crafting does this, where like you have to craft these individual components, and it's so hard to keep track of what you need to build. Right. Like, why can't I just click on the rifle, and it just basically have like a tree, where it says, okay, for the rifle, you need metal, a metal casing and a wooden dowel. And for the metal casing, you need tin and copper.
Exactly. But
you need like a wooden rod and some refining powder.
And it just
does it.
And yeah, but say you have to do all that individually, and it's kind of a mess. And like I said, you have to make a zillion things you don't need just so you can level up your crafting so you can make something that you do need.
That guy like leveled from level 50 to 80 by crafting.
And it is nice you get experience from doing it still. But I just wish like if I got a recipe and I had the materials, I could craft it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish that they kind of like they did a lot in other MMO things, but the crafting is still basically what crafting has been.
Yeah,
and I don't like MMO crafting. All right, ready for the releases?
Yeah, what do we got?
NBA Baller Beats, which is the weird Kinect basketball rhythm game.
The Penny Arcade guys seem to enjoy it.
It looks interesting. It's weird. So you dribble to music, basically.
Yeah.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2 for PS3. I remember, I thought Tekken Tag Tournament 1 was the stupidest thing for some reason. I don't know why I hated it so much. I just remember thinking it looked really ugly for a supposed next-gen game at the time.
Okay,
because I was just comparing it to like Soul Calibur 1.
Right.
And it did not compare well to Soul Calibur 1.
Soul Calibur 1 was a pretty game.
Tryst for PC. Okay. The RTS. NHL 13 is coming out.
There you go.
That Double Dragon Neon for...
apparently is awful.
Well, IGN said it was awful. GameSpot said it was a 7. Well, I guess it's very retro and, like...
like, too much, so...
well,
like,
yeah, according to some people.
It's still like, designed like it's trying to eat your quarters.
Right, right.
I don't have time for that.
And that's it.
All right. Well, yeah, I said, Borderlands next week, and then...
Borderlands today.
Pandaria after that.
Oh, God.
All right.
It's going to be hard for me to go back to Pandaria. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm ready to do it. I don't even know if
honestly,
I can.
Honestly... The thing I'm most excited about is the pet battles.
See, I don't know. I think I almost like Guild Wars 2 too much, more than I thought
that
I would.
That is a problem. Like, it has tempered my excitement, because Guild Wars 2 is probably the better game at this point.
Well, yeah. Gonna,
I've got free WoW time till December, so I may as well use it.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also find us at iTunes, where you can go see all of our old episodes, and you can also leave us a review, which is nice. Follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel, and at Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Are we going to really do this thing with the poll? Where we?
Yeah, I'll figure out a way to get on the website, right. And so maybe on Facebook,
we're gonna
too,
pick,
or something.
We're going to pick three potential games for our next The First 20 segment. You guys can pick one, you can torture us if you want, maybe play something. Well, like put something that's really bad, something that's kind of good. I don't know. It'll be fun. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Peril Podcast.
Bye.
Wee-oo. AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself. We all got our big boy wallets now.